Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, December 15th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, on December 7th, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office hosted an employee Christmas dinner and an award ceremony recognizing the exemplary efforts throughout the year by their staff members. Please join the Hardy County Sheriff's Office in congratulating our men and women of law enforcement on their achievements. Happening in Sebring, the Sebring Police Department is asking for help in locating an Apple iPhone that was stolen from the victim's residence in a recent homicide on Nansowee Avenue. They believe the iPhone may have been discarded somewhere along Lakeview Drive near the downtown area. If anyone has found or finds an iPhone in this area or knows of someone who did, please contact the Sebring Police Department immediately at 863-471-5108. The number again is 863-471-5108. Or if you'd like to remain anonymous, you may also call Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. Your local events at 7 o'clock. The forecast calls for snowflakes in downtown Sebring. This week you can experience snow in Circle Park from December 13th until tomorrow the 16th, each night at 7 p.m. Snow in Circle Park is a free event and corresponds with Carousel of Lights. And this Friday is Palooza in the Park, presented by Mosaic and Main Street Wauchula. It's every third Friday starting at 6 p.m. I have a correction also. This week they'll be having a cornhole tournament. The cost to participate is $20, and if you'd like to sign up, visit the Main Street Wauchula Facebook page. Alcohol is permitted in Heritage Park for Palooza in the Park. They do ask for no glass containers, though. You must bring your own bottle or can or purchase from the pub or Giovanni's. Your jobs here in the area, Burger King is looking for crew members. Candidates with a desire for increasing responsibility are preferred. The Allen J. Automotive Network is looking for automotive porters and detailers. A Florida driver's license and U.S. work authorization are required. And Clean Harbors is looking for material processing technicians. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we'll read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 78 degrees out, feels like 79, not too much of a difference. A 10% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, your current conditions. Shade temperature 77 degrees, the maximum UV index is too low. Winds east-northeast at 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Your humidity 68%, very humid, air quality is fair. The dew point 67 degrees, cloud cover 81%. 10 miles of visibility and the cloud ceiling was 6,300 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 9:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20, and Thursday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia farmers and agribusiness leaders from across the state met on Jekyll Island December 5th through the 7th for the 84th annual Georgia Farm Bureau Convention. The three-day event included a trade show and educational sessions that briefed farmers on policy and production issues affecting Georgia's major commodities. The convention's reconnect theme could not have been more appropriate, as it was the first time in 2 years that many of the attendees were seeing their farming friends from around the state. A new report finds just 11% of America's rural children are enrolled in after-school programs. The report, Spiking Demand, Growing Barriers, is based on a household survey conducted by Edge Research for the After School Alliance. The number of rural children enrolled in after-school programs dropped from 13% in 2014 to 11% in 2020. The new study finds that cost and transportation are significant barriers. Boehringer Ingelheim and the USDA's Agricultural Research Service are joining forces to offer veterinary students the opportunity to research diseases that could affect livestock and public health. The collaboration extends to Boehringer Ingelheim-led Veterinary Scholars Program, which has provided stipends for more than 3,500 veterinary students over 30 years. The expansion will create opportunities for up to 12 students to spend the summer at one of nine USDA sites working with an ARS scientist on a research project.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Southeastern farmers and ranchers are beginning to plan for what may be a very different way of production in the future. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has created web-based tools that will help visualize and communicate how climate conditions may change at a local level. Luann Dahlman with the NOAA Program Office says one such tool is the Climate Explorer. It offers climate projections through 2100 for every county in the United States. And Dahlman says the Climate Explorer now has regional data for the Southeast.
This will give you access to some pages that are plain language narratives about what's happening to the climate.
The tool shows climate projections for temperature, precipitation, and related climate variables for two possible futures, one in which humans make a significant attempt to reduce global emissions of heat-trapping gases, and one in which the rate of global emissions continues rising through 2100.
Some ways for people to explore what's going on in climate, with climate in their region, and they also come with case studies, what people have done about this. So for instance, alert system helps strawberry growers reduce costs. That's climate related.
There's also a section on taking steps to resilience, which is part of its risk management framework.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing lower on Wall Street as traders took in the latest sign that inflation is still running high ahead of the Federal Reserve's last meeting of the year. The S&P fell 0.7%. The NASDAQ shed 1.1%. The Dow fell 0.3%. The latest report on inflation showed that wholesale prices jumped a record 9.6% in November from a year earlier. Federal Reserve policymakers began a two-day meeting at which they're expected to speed up the withdrawal of economic stimulus measures. The Dow off 106 points to close at 35,544. The NASDAQ lost 175 to 15,237. The S&P 500 dropped 34 points to 4,634. New York oil fell 56 cents, closing at $70.73 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. In the NFL last night, Kyler Murray flushed out of the pocket, chased down by Aaron Donald just as time expired, and the Rams beat the Cardinals 30-23 in Glendale. Murray was 32 of 49, 383 yards, no touchdowns, and two interceptions. Matthew Stafford was 23 of 30 for 287, three TDs, and no picks. Sonny Michel carried 20 times, has 79 yards. Cooper Kupp had 13 receptions for 123 yards and a touchdown. Odell Beckham Jr. also caught a TD pass, as did Van Jefferson for the Rams. For the Cards, James Conner had 13 carries for 31 yards and two touchdowns. LA improves to 9-4. The Cards fall to 10-3, but they remain on top of the NFC West. The Ravens are breathing a little easier after learning quarterback Lamar Jackson did not have a high ankle sprain Sunday. He could play this week, but it's too early to tell. This is SRN Sports. College basketball, Baylor took advantage of Purdue's last-second loss to Rutgers to become the fourth different team at number one in the past 4 weeks on the college basketball poll. The Bears were followed by former number one Duke, Purdue, along with UCLA and Gonzaga. Xavier, Colorado State, and Texas Tech joined the poll, while Florida, BYU, and Wisconsin drop out. Baylor won the national championship last season without ever reaching number one in the poll. The NFL is requiring coaches, team, and league staff to receive a COVID-19 booster by December 27th. The league's requirement extends to all Tier 1 and Tier 2 individuals who have previously received the vaccine. However, the mandate does not apply to players because discussions with the NFL Players Association are ongoing. Auburn quarterback Bo Nix is in search of a new school. The three-year starter plans to leave Auburn as a graduate transfer, but he did not name any potential destinations. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: at a job interview, I was recently asked to describe myself using three words. I replied, not very good at counting. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.